You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. In today's episode, we feature Benson Kanyembo. He's the law enforcement advisor for Conservation South Luangwa, and we're looking at the unhealthy supply chain and dangers therein of illegal bushmeat from the bush to the city. Benson Kanyembo will join us right after this short break.
Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. Like I mentioned in the previous segment, today we have Benson Kanyembo. He is a law enforcement advisor for Conservation South Luangwa. Welcome, Benson.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, let's get right into the questions. Can you tell us about how the supply chain plays out when it comes to illegal bushmeat?
The illegal bushmeat, this is the killing of the animals without someone having a permit. And the way it is done, when the poachers go in, they can use poison, all sorts of poison, to put it in a water hole. And when that meat dies, they will just treat it, like dry it, or sometimes don't dry it. They can use bows and arrows, they can use guns, they can use wire snares, they can also use dogs. And when they go for hunting, these people, they don't just look for buffalo, they look for any animal. So the people that are consuming this illegal meat, they have eaten dogs, they have eaten hyenas, crocodiles, anything that moves in the bush, these guys will just kill and sell it as they will pretend it's buffalo so that people can buy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And can you elaborate more on that supply chain?
These people don't have permits. They are stealing. They are hunters. They are stealing from the nation. They are stealing from the community.
Right.
That is supposed to benefit direct from this wildlife. So they go there. They will use dogs. They can use poison to kill these animals. They will put the poison in the water hole. When the animals go to drink water, then the animal will die.
Yeah.
They will cut it in pieces, dry it on a fire. Sometimes they don't even remove the skins.
Wow.
You'll see people selling zebra meat with the skin, and buffalo meat
with the skin,
just like that. And if you see them in action, you will never eat the meat. If it is an elephant, they will even go inside, step in the elephant right there, touch the meat, the pieces, dry them up, and they will take them maybe from the park, like these people from Mpumba, up to the escarpment, which will take maybe 3 or 4 days for them to come to the Great North Road. That meat, by the time it is sold to these business people to go to wherever it is consumed, it will have maggots, it will be smearing. It's so dangerous. And the animals, the meat that they have, it's not tested by someone from the Department of Vet. You know, the animals have also their own diseases that are so dangerous to us. So, eating poached meat is really, really dangerous. It is hazardous to the people that do the poaching and to the people that consume at the end of the day.
Wow, thank you for that. What are the main challenges, Benson, you face in fighting the illegal bushmeat trade?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges is we don't have enough officers to do the protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't only need the officers, we also need people out there to sensitize, to talk to the people, to tell them, you know, like this program, to tell them about the dangers of eating bush meat. We don't just need people, you know, with boots on the ground. We need people outside there that can explain also to these people so that they can change their way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel this teaching should start from the household. You know, you and me, when we were growing up, we were told stealing is an offense, this is an offense. So
correct.
Eating bush meat that is illegal should start from the household. If we eat like that, then it will help us. So that, those are some of the challenges. We are not teaching, people are not teaching their children. Parents are not teaching the future generation about the dangers of eating bush meat.
Yeah.
We have less manpower in the field. A lot of people have seen this is one way of making money. They have taken advantage. They know once more, less like a kg of bush meat, they'll sell it at maybe 300-400, and the rich people think there are certain proteins and the things that they can get from the bush meat, they'll buy. So all these people that have got money, if we start telling them that no, buy legal meat that is treated nicely than this meat from the poachers, it will help. So the challenge is just so big. We on our own as rangers and what can't finish it. We need the stakeholders to come in, the change. The pastors there should also stand up and say, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And besides on the sensitization as a challenge, what other challenges would you highlight that you're facing?
Like I said, the other challenge is the people that we stay with near park,
yes.
They don't see a direct benefit from this wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to poach it, poison it, sell it, it's good for them because that's when they'll benefit something. But to us, it is bad. So it again goes to how do we share these benefits from tourism,
right.
From the photographic safaris, from the hunting outfitters. Are these monies going back to the community? As long as people don't feel that sense of ownership, this challenge is going to continue. It has been there since I joined in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
The people are not seeing the benefit of keeping the wildlife. So as long as it is not addressed, then I think this is our biggest challenge. Things will never change. People will just do anything to also get a benefit direct from the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you say is the negative economic and environmental impact this problem has on Zambia?
One, if you use poison like in killing these animals,
mm-hmm.
Some of this poison, it takes time to kill you. You think you are okay, you've eaten this meat, is fine.
Right.
2-3 days, it will catch up with you. You end up accusing your neighbor or other people of being, you know, witching you. You know how in Africa it is. But you're forgetting that you ate some bush meat that people used poison to kill.
Mm.
That is one negative thing. If we let a safari outfitter does a good job, he gets this meat really nicely, everything's processed, people will be employed, the hunters, those who do the skinning, the what.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people also benefit direct. That money that goes to the government, people need to see that half as soon as possible go back in the community. Because as long as only the central government is benefiting,
right,
then we have a challenge with the community. So I can say most of these issues surrounding us within the central government on how they use the resources from our natural resources. So it negatively gives us a challenge as rangers who protect and take care of wildlife, because like I said, people are not seeing any benefits, so they can't help us. As soon as they start, you know, receiving some benefits, people will come to with information, say there are people going in, people want to go and poach. Then you start knowing that people are seeing the benefits. But as long as they're not seeing the benefits, they will see people come to destroy things, and they will never alert the law enforcers today. They are strangers in the village, or someone who has come with poison.
Yeah.
Those are some of the negative things that I've seen happening in the communities.
Around the
park where we work.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Benson, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact. Did you know, according to Conservation South Luangwa, it takes 2 vehicles, 12 skilled people, a vet doctor, and medical equipment to successfully remove a metal wire snare from a giraffe?
Know the facts. Be informed. Be informed.
And now for some info on our local game meat suppliers. Lilai Lodge. Contact reservations at lilai.com or call 0971-002-010 or 0211-840-435 or 6. Coffee Berry Cafe in Mazabuka. Please call 0966-646836. Professional Animal Harvesting and Management. In Lusaka, please call 0978-316-944 or email georgevw81@gmail.com. Mac Meats Meat Supplies. Please call 0977-349-817 or 0955-629-102 in Lusaka.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact. Did you know that poachers use metal wire snares to trap animals in protected areas? These are silent and indiscriminate killers, which often result in many vulnerable species, such as elephants and lions, being killed.
Know the facts. Be informed. Be informed.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Keep safe and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now here are some news headlines. A 41-year-old Lusaka driver has been jailed for 5 years for illegal possession of a pangolin. The Itezhi Magistrate Court has convicted and slapped a 5-year jail term with hard labor on a 41-year-old Lusaka driver for being in possession of a live pangolin. In other headlines, fighting wildlife crime through law enforcement. In an article in Zambia Daily Mail, Chief of Party for International Fund for Animal Welfare, Patricio Ndadzela, said collaboration with communities is critical to preventing poaching. Without addressing the socio-political drivers that motivate wildlife crime, strengthening law enforcement will be less successful. And on the front line of conservation, a huge number of game rangers have lost their lives protecting wildlife. According to an article in the Zambia Daily Mail, over 1,000 rangers have lost their lives in the last 10 years on the front line of conservation. And finally, in our headlines, the weight of illegal bushmeat trade falls hardest on local communities. National Administrator of the Zambia National Resource Boards Association, Bupe Banda, says the impact of poaching on local communities are not just financial. When a local person is jailed for poaching, it causes social disorder because they will leave their dependents in poverty. Those are the news headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact.
Did you know that illegal bushmeat traders conceal and transport illegal bushmeat in unsanitary vehicle trunks, suitcases, and bags of charcoal?
Know the facts. Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you've been informed on the unhealthy supply chain and the dangers therein of illegal bushmeat. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Next week, we'll be discussing what the legal bushmeat seal stands for and what are the regulations around supply. So be sure to tune in next time for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I've been your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.